Kat, your dog trainer here. Welcome to Bark Bites, insights to wag about every day, your daily chat with Kat about dog training, behavior, and the human-canine bond, all through a systems thinking lens. So happy Monday, and hope everybody had a wonderful weekend and a happy St. Patrick's Day. Now, for those of you who have been listening along, you might have noticed there wasn't a Friday Weekend Woofs episode last week. Unfortunately, I fell a little bit ill at the end of the week last week. You might be able to still hear that I'm a little bit congested. My voice was unfortunately not in a state to record the podcast. What that means is that on this Friday's episode, I'll be catching up and answering the question regarding the dog who barks at her guardian every time her guardian stops to talk to strangers or neighbors on their morning walk. So you can look forward to that. And now with today's episode, we are going to be chatting about sit as a gateway for understanding your dog. This is part three in the three-part series. Just to kind of do a quick recap, parts one and two were focused on zooming in and kind of dissecting the inner workings of the conversation in between you and your dog when you're teaching them to sit or asking them to sit. In today's episode, we are going to zoom out and look at kind of the much bigger picture. And so one of the principles that I want to introduce to you today is the idea of what's known as emergence. So emergence is a systems thinking term that refers to this idea that out of the interaction of individual parts, so out of all of the different variables that are going on in between you and your dog when you're teaching them to sit or when you're asking them to sit, emerges patterns that are greater than the sum of the parts. And so what exactly are some of these patterns? So every time that you are having a conversation with your dog, in addition to that influencing and having impact on that immediate conversation, so whether or not your dog sits when you ask them to sit, what we're going to see is that these conversations are going to either be increasing or decreasing trust, security, so whether or not your dog has a secure attachment with you. It's also going to influence whether or not your dog feels safe with you, but also with whatever is going on in the environment. It's also going to influence ultimately whether or not your dog is quote unquote obedient, so whether they actually are listening to you. And it's also going to be influencing conflict, cooperation, or competition in your relationship. So our actions, every interaction with our dogs has much greater ramifications in the larger picture of things. And so what can happen is that if there are the little things in the conversation between you and your dog when you're teaching them to sit or asking them to sit that aren't optimized, then what is going to happen is that out of that is going to emerge these much bigger consequences and implications. And what can happen is that this can then start to spread kind of like a wildfire into other areas of your dog's life. So maybe every time you're teaching your dog to sit or asking your dog to sit, you're standing in a little too close to them and you're facing them in a really frontal way and they're perceiving conflict. And so now maybe your dog is struggling with maybe some stranger danger out on walks, or perhaps they are behaving in a more fearful way with you in general, or they're becoming a little bit anxious, or perhaps they're feeling a little bit insecure in their relationship with you, and maybe they're starting to show things like jealousy or separation anxiety. So we can't sort of compartmentalize one interaction from sort of this broader global picture of our dog's behaviors. And so this week, what I want you to do is, using that iterative process of observe, reflect, and act, I want you to start just paying close attention to not only what's going on in these conversations in between you and your dog when you're teaching them to sit or asking them to sit, but I want you to start thinking about what are some of the emergent properties of those conversations and how is that playing out in the rest of you and your dog's lives together, and also just in terms of your dog's overall welfare, health, and quality of life. And so from these types of questions, you're going to start to get much more profound answers about kind of why it is that maybe you're struggling with certain things that you haven't really been able to quite understand before, because maybe you've been just looking at the symptoms of those and trying to look for solutions to the symptoms. But the solutions are really going to come when we're resolving how it is that we're interacting with our dog in every single interaction. So I hope this has given you some food for thought today. Feel free to drop me a comment on my Facebook page. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you've got any questions. Make sure to feel free to submit a Weekend Woofs submission on the website if you'd like me to answer your question live on the podcast. And make sure to join me this coming Wednesday as well. I'm going to be picking up in the Understanding Resources, Resource Guarding rather, in Dogs series, focusing on the trust factor. So how does trust influence resource guarding in dogs, and how would you maybe be able to tell if your dog trusts you or not? So until next time, remember that every day is a day to bark about with Bark Bites. I'll see you on Wednesday.